Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. James Corden revealed that he meets up with Harry and Meghan for play dates for the children. Corden said, "It was more of a sort of a play date scenario with the kids. And then we went out for dinner after. It was lovely, obviously. I'm not telling you any more, obviously. Look, I'm a huge fan of both of them. Obviously, I know Harry better than I know Meghan, but I think it's really hard to judge or be judgmental." Corden added he has a huge amount of respect and admiration for Harry, and anyone who has been around him and spent time with him would feel exactly the same way. "I think he's a devoted and loving husband and father, and I think what they have done in turning away from royal life is incredibly brave, and I'll always be in their corner." Tina Brown thinks King Charles will need Harry and Meghan. "My guess is Charles is really going to want them back, sort of need them back, actually, because Harry and Meghan were huge assets to the whole royal repertoire, quite frankly. They had a young appeal that was very, very potent in the country." Royal expert Kinsey Schofield added, "I think Charles is desperately in love with Prince Harry. He loves Prince Harry. He doesn't like his actions, but Prince Harry is his DNA. And he does hurt when they're not talking. It does hurt when things aren't on the right path, and I think he's anxious to start the healing process. I think that Prince Charles is very forgiving." But what if GB News is correct and Harry and Meghan actually slowly recede from the spotlight? Filmmaker Robert Hardman said, "I think their brand depends entirely on their royal status and their connections, and therefore that's what they are going to have to trade on, however much they say otherwise. It will be the royal stuff in Harry's book when it comes out that people want to know about, not the worthy charitable activity. And I think as time goes on, like the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, they will inevitably slowly recede from top billing on the news agenda. But I think it will be a slow process." Megyn Kelly was on GB News and discussed Meghan's presidential ambitions. "I'm sure she's rubbing elbows, and I'm sure she'd love to be president one day because she appears to love the spotlight, although she doesn't like to admit it. What this shows me, the fact that she might be considering it or have her eye on it in the long term, that she's a dishonest and narcissistic opportunist. Miss, I want privacy, wants to run for president. The royal family was a racist prison, now wants to be on camera at the Queen's Jubilee and wants to use her royal titles. Miss, I want privacy for my children. She's showing up to the Jubilee with her children who are going to be on camera, and she wants to rub shoulders with their first tier royals. What she says to us publicly is not how she really feels. What she wants is the spotlight." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Here at Palace Intrigue, we support our fellow podcasters and are always interested in reading about Harry and Meghan's efforts to release a second episode of their podcast, with the most recent and only one episode released in December of 2020. The Express shares that Spotify was expecting further content from the Sussexes last year. This was because their company Archwell Audio hired podcast producer Rebecca Sinanis in the summer of 2021 and stated it was looking forward to sharing more content later in the year. However, no new projects for the couple have appeared on the platform. Since then, Meghan has announced she is working on a podcast called Archetypes. The show is meant to dissect, explore, and subvert the labels that would hold women back, according to a press release. Marketing expert Baruch Labinsky believes that if the couple had a positive experience with Spotify, it could boost their overall brand. But the internet marketing expert and web consultancy CEO claims that if not, the deal could further erode it. Labinsky told The Express, "Harry and Meghan's other ventures so far haven't brought success that may cause executives to rethink bringing on more projects." Meanwhile, Meghan does keep herself busy between podcasts. Meghan has joined the Marshall Plan for Mums in announcing a national business coalition for childcare. That includes Meghan and Prince Harry's Archwell Foundation with the aim of expanding childcare support for workers. People shares, "The Marshall Plan for Mums is a movement to center mothers in the country's economic recovery by advocating for policies that support mums." In a statement, Meghan said, "Families everywhere, especially working mums, are asked to shoulder so much. This has only been heightened by the pandemic with increasing caregiving responsibilities, rising prices, and economic uncertainty. As it's been said many times, it takes a village to raise a child. Today we're sending a message that childcare isn't just a community imperative, it's a business imperative. Creating a stronger workforce starts with meeting the needs of families." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.